WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The motive for Sunday's mass shooting in Las Vegas remains a mystery. The FBI is now turning to the public to help them find answers. The FBI's Aaron Rouse says billboards in the city will ask people with credible information to call the agency. And the controversy continues over bump stock devices, which let the shooter in this week's massacre in Vegas make his semi-automatic gun fire like an automatic weapon. Congress is looking into stopping the sales of the controversial rifle accessory. And correspondent Pat Piper reports some retailers are already taking action of their own.
Because police in Las Vegas believe shooter Stephen Paddock used at least one bump stock device to modify a rifle to increase the gun's rate of fire in his killing spree, Walmart has removed bump stocks from its website. Other retailers, including Cabela's, are also pulling the controversial device.
Meanwhile, the NRA said this week it is willing to consider regulating the devices. Montgomery County Police have charged a substitute school teacher with sex abuse.
27-year-old Corey Boatman of Wheaton is accused of having a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old Montgomery Blair High School student. Boatman was a substitute teacher and an assistant football coach. Police say the two were texting back in August and that he eventually brought her to his place to have sex. Boatman has surrendered to police. Authorities want to hear from parents whose children may have interacted with Boatman. You can see a photo of him on our website and Facebook page. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Firefighters from across the country are gathering in Emmitsburg, Maryland this weekend to honor the lives of 75 firefighters who died in the line of duty in 2016 and 20 who died in previous years. The 36th National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service takes place tomorrow morning. A candlelight vigil will be held tonight to remember those lost.
Luminary bags are lit, and there's a program with music and remembrance and some speeches and some other activities right at dusk. So it's a really beautiful candlelight evening service.
The executive director of the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, Ron Sornicki, says tonight's vigil starts at 6:30. And in sports, Kyle Hendricks outpitched Steven Strasburg and the Chicago Cubs opened defense of their first World Series title in 108 years by beating the Nats 3-0 in Game 1 of their NL Division Series. Chris Bryant says the Cubs won despite Strasburg having a great outing.
All of his pitches seem to be working, but that's the thing with the playoffs. I mean, you know, the guy can be going great for 5 innings and we string together some good at-bats like we did there, and that's all you really need.
Game 2 in the series is tonight at Nats Park at 5:30. And the Wizards beat the Knicks 104-100 in preseason action. They take on the Cavaliers at the Verizon Center tomorrow at 3. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Lace up your sneakers and join WMAL at the 2017 DC Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, October 14th at the Washington Monument Grounds. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, can cost families more than $250,000 a year. By teaming up with the ALS Association DC, Maryland, Virginia chapter at the Walk to Defeat ALS, you can support the many families faced with this devastating disease. It's not just a walk, it's the first steps toward a cure. For more, visit WMAL.com/events.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BullandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
It's 7:04 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. A couple of problems to tell you about. We'll start in Maryland, where we've got a stalled car still. They're waiting on a wrecker to show up. Northbound 270 at Old Georgetown at exit 1. It's off of the right shoulder. No main lane delays, but just watch for it as folks look over. It's mainly just onlookers. Some debris still reported along I-66 through Virginia, right at Sprout Run Parkway. This is on the eastbound side. Police are advising you to proceed through that stretch with caution. And a big festival has Constitution, Pennsylvania, as well as 6th, 4th, and other streets in the district blocked off. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, we're finally going to get some rain. Thunderstorms, a high around 80. Tomorrow night, isolated thunderstorms becoming more widespread overnight, lows in the lower 70s. And Monday, steady rain, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 58 in Leesburg, 67 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, it's great to have you after your Friday afternoon in the White House briefing room.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Rick.
The tragedy in Las Vegas and the coverage this week, and we are also deeply saddened and troubled. But one note of a positive light that may ultimately come out of this could be early, but it just strikes me that with some of the comments from GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger this week, Democratic comments, and even a release from the NRA, is it possible that those three entities, Republicans, Democrats, and the NRA, could come together on at least one issue when it comes to gun control, bump stocks, those plastic devices that can turn a semi-automatic weapon into basically an automatic weapon?
Yes, and let me tell you why. It's only been 4 years ago, April 13th, 2017, that a bipartisan bill to provide registration for gun owners came within 6 votes of breaking a filibuster in the Senate and probably going on to enactment. That, of course, was the famous Toomey-Manchin bill offered by Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania with Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia as co-sponsor. This went much further than the legislation you speak of, and it was almost achieved. Congressman Kinzinger is known as a great compromiser in the House. He's worked with people of both parties in foreign policy. And I think in taking on this new item in his portfolio, he might have success. Certainly, tragedy always propels the cause of gun control. The Second Amendment, however, prevails in the end. But I think this time they might be onto something. It's going to be a debate worth watching and covering.
President Trump, of course, in Las Vegas and Puerto Rico this week, the commander-in-chief in the role of comforter-in-chief. You have seen many presidents in this capacity. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that the media is going to make a president out to be a great figure of empathy, or as they did rather unfairly, I thought, with George W. Bush, someone who is aloof and cannot feel the pain of others. We all remember the picture of the president looking down in his plane as if he was above all the people that had been ravaged by Hurricane Katrina, when in truth his plane was not allowed to land down there because it was considered too dangerous. And he eventually did get to New Orleans and do a lot to comfort people. That was a one-shot deal, and it's one he paid for dearly. In the case of President Trump, well, where do we start? He was in Puerto Rico, and again, he continued his public feud with the mayor of San Juan. It should be pointed out that the mayor had been invited to all of the emergency meetings with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, that if she had criticisms of the way things were being carried out, she could have spoken to the officials who were on the ground. And instead, she at first criticized Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Elaine say to the president when they were at a meeting together. My feelings are that we can fault the president for perhaps tossing some of the care packages to victims as if they were a football, trying to be a little light when he was there. But I guarantee if you talk to some of the families and you saw the looks in their face, they were just glad to have the commander-in-chief on the scene with his wife. In Las Vegas, we saw him with many of the families of victims, and I don't think anyone can fault or say that the empathy was insincere. The lasting picture from that tragedy was the gentleman who refused to stay in bed when the president and first lady came in, saying he always stands for the president of the United States. That's the memory, and that's the scene that we'll remember from this dark day in American history.
A lot of speculation this week about the relationship between the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, and President Trump. Rex Tillerson supposedly calling Donald Trump a moron, according to some sources. That's been discussed in the White House briefing room this week. What do you envision in terms of the future of that relationship based on what you're hearing?
You know something? It's just going to go on as it has. The two get along fine, work well together, and if you read the president's schedule, they frequently have dinner together. Look, if I decided to quit jobs for every time editors called me morons and worse, I would have been out of work years ago and found a new line of employment and not been your guest on this show this morning. The fact is that we are talking about adults. People fly off the handle. They call one another names, and within a short time, it's forgotten, and they move on. Do I think that Rex Tillerson said the president was a moron, particularly after they had a shouting match or disagreement on something, such as climate change, maybe parts of the nuclear agreement? You bet. And you know something? I'll bet Donald Trump probably learned about it, got angry for a little while, and went on afterwards. Certainly the respective spokesmen of the State Department and the White House have said this is not worth discussing. I tend to agree with them.
Let us turn to the Iran nuclear deal. Speculation is that the president will decertify the Iran deal and flip it to the Congress. What's the latest from the briefing room on that?
Well, the latest from the briefing room is the president has made up his mind. He has to make an announcement on the decertification or certification of the Iran nuclear agreement no later than October 15th. Betting is that he will make a formal announcement on October 13th, Friday the 13th, which is also my birthday, by the way. And the fact is that this is a president who has said everything negative about the treaty that one can, calling it publicly an embarrassment, calling it privately the worst agreement the United States has ever made. There's different ways he can respond to it. If he agrees to decertify, that means it stops, sanctions go back on, and he revisits it in 90 more days to see if Iran is behaving. He also can simply make what's known as a clean withdrawal from the agreement. And if he does that, the United States is done, the agreement is over, and Iran can do whatever it wants. Former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton has urged the president to take this course in the forms of a memo and in a major article in National Review. The problem with that is that we will march out and not have any followers. Germany has been trading with Iran months before the agreement ever came out. France, the same way. The rest of the world's community will not snap back into sanctions with Iran. So one will see what will happen with this. It's a very interesting saga.
So in terms of the reaction around the region, you spoke with the Pakistani foreign minister. What are his feelings on the Iran nuclear deal?
Yes, a group of reporters had lunch with Foreign Minister Khwajawa Aziz. And if you're listening, Mr. Minister, I hope that I pronounced your name semi-accurately. And we had a discussion about a lot of issues on the agenda and things he was dealing with in his visits with the Vice President and Secretary of State Tillerson. I asked him what the position of the Pakistani government was on the Iran nuclear agreement, and he said, we are in favor of it. He said, there'll be severe problems if the United States severs its part in the agreement. And he said, if one has disagreements with someone in an agreement, they are worked out, usually. You talk about them. You offer criticism and then do things that are constructive to repair the problems. He said, I would simply say that if the United States wants to suddenly pull out, be careful. Now, it may be that he feels that Iran, without the regular communion of Western nations, will become more belligerent and more dangerous in that part of the world. He didn't elaborate, but he made his feelings known. Pakistan wants the U.S. dealing with Iran.
Well, we got another vacancy coming up on Capitol Hill. We'll talk about that next with John Gizzi. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
Yeah, Rick, thank you and good morning. We're watching a couple of problems that could slow you down this morning a bit. Through Maryland, 270 northbound, right at Old Georgetown Road. That's a stalled car. They're waiting on a wrecker to show up. It's off on the right shoulder, just onlooker delays primarily. That's a work zone on 270 westbound, just past Mount Airy. It's got a left lane that's getting by. The other right lanes are all blocked. 66 through Virginia eastbound, right before Sprout Run Parkway. Watch for delays. Getting a report of some debris in the roadway. And we've got lots of closures because of the big festival in town, including 6th, 4th, Pennsylvania, Constitution. Check your route before you head out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Thunderstorms roll in tomorrow with a high temperature 79 for Sunday. Rain continuing on Monday, high to 77. Clouds Tuesday, 84. And some showers back in the picture on Wednesday with a high 76. Washington, 69. We're heading to 85. 717, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. Looks like we're going to have yet another name change on a Republican office door on Capitol Hill. Who is it this time and why?
Tim Murphy, child psychologist and a member of Congress for more than a decade, abruptly resigned 3 nights ago following revelations that the lawmaker from Western Pennsylvania, a married man and a father with a strong record of opposition to abortion, counseled a lover half his age to get an abortion. It's unclear whether she was pregnant by the congressman, in fact, but it was clear that the picture and the message was something Republicans in Congress did not need any more than they wanted Trey Radel, the congressman from Florida who was convicted of cocaine possession, and Murphy, by omission or commission, was out. He resigned from Congress. Republican and Democratic leaders will pick a candidate, and there'll be a special election sooner rather than later. It really doesn't matter that much to speculate about names or who the party leadership will pick to run. This district is solidly Republican. Donald Trump carried it by 20 percentage points, Mitt Romney by 17, and Congressman Murphy himself did not even have an opponent last time. It stays in Republican hands.
John, you broke a little news in the White House briefing room on Friday afternoon with the confirmation of an incoming head of state. Tell us about that one.
Well, the head of government in Greece, Prime Minister Tsipras, someone embattled by a debt, and by trying to maintain his status as a good lender with international creditors, will come to the White House and meet with President Trump on Tuesday, October 17th. The following day, he meets with Vice President Mike Pence. I might add that's going to be an interesting meeting for some reason. In my presence, President Trump expressed his sympathy for the Greek people and what they're going through trying to deal with this debt. And it will be interesting to see both he and Prime Minister Tsipras, considered populist leaders away from the political mainstream of their respective countries, sitting down together. One final thing. Donald Trump, in any meeting, never takes his jacket off and always has his tie on. Prime Minister Tsipras' signature appearance, never wearing a tie. It'll be interesting to see the two of them talk a little fashion.
Business cash at the White House.
Exactly. Couldn't say it better.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist for Newsmax. As always, John, thank you. And you can follow John simply by Googling Gizzi on politics. You have a good weekend.
You have a great weekend, and a thought for the weekend for all our friends. Live as if you will die tomorrow. Learn as if you will live forever. Words from Mahatma Gandhi, who would be 148 years old.
7:21, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Gordon Chang in the next half hour, Asia expert, and also Cheryl Atkinson from Full Measure. And if you want to get involved in something in the community, we'll talk about that next.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, October 11th, at Maggiano's in Tyson's Corner for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, the 11th, at Maggiano's in Tyson's. The dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and in the wake of the shootings in Las Vegas last weekend, we saw people come together, and it reminded me that there are so many things that go on in communities, so many fundraising drives, so many efforts to help members of the community and community organizations around the country, that we would just pick one that is coming up here in the Washington area. You know, we hear so many walks and runs around the area, especially in the spring and the fall, and I don't think we take the time to really think about, well, what is it about? Who are they helping? What is the need? And there is a walk coming up next weekend. It's on Saturday, October 14th. It's actually starting at the Washington Monument grounds in the morning. It is the Walk to Defeat ALS. And Bailey Gillespie is the event coordinator for the ALS Association. And I want to talk about the walk and of course, the entire effort. But first off, help us to understand ALS and what it means to people. Now, I know it's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, but still, I'm not sure that a lot of people understand what that means to somebody that has ALS.
Right. And that is the one thing about ALS. It is really kind of an unspoken disease. Not many people talk about it. But ALS is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which basically means no muscle nourishment. So people who have ALS, they lose the ability to talk, walk, eat, and then eventually breathe. So their muscles just lose the ability to function, basically.
Now, does this just hit anyone out of a clear blue sky, or is it hereditary?
So there is no known cause for ALS. They have been able to figure out that veterans are twice as likely to be diagnosed with ALS than anybody else. ALS does not discriminate, so it doesn't depend on your age, your race, your religion, your lifestyle. ALS can hit anybody at any time.
Now, you mentioned that ALS disproportionately affects veterans.
Yes, it does. Actually, about 14% of the families that we serve in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area are actually military veterans. Now, there is no known reason why. It doesn't matter if they've traveled overseas or if they've stayed here in the U.S. As long as they have been in the military for at least 6 months, then they are twice as likely to be affected by ALS.
So there's research, but no cure.
Correct. There is lots of research, and they're still continuously doing research. They actually just produced a treatment for it called Radicava, but it does not cure ALS. It just slows the progression by 33%.
So when people come together for the walk to defeat ALS, there are people from all walks of life, I guess with some personal connection to the disease, whether a friend or a family member or maybe somebody that doesn't have a personal connection but would just like to do something to try and combat the disease.
Yes, we have found that our participants come from a very large range. We have people who have been touched by ALS through their family members, through coworkers, through friends, through just associates. So all of these people bond together on October 14th to really come out and fight for this cause and support those that they have been touched by ALS.
So you have teams in the walk, and one of the teams is Team NAMA. So tell us who Team NAMA is.
So Team NAMA was actually put together by a young lady named Amanda Paisley. She built the team because her grandmother, who they call NAMA, was diagnosed with ALS. Unfortunately, her grandmother is no longer with us because the ALS took her very early in life. But Amanda and her family decided to put together Team NAMA in honor of her and to be able to raise awareness, to be able to keep Team NAMA and their families fight against ALS alive.
So the Walk to Defeat ALS is coming up next Saturday, and check-in is at 9 o'clock. The walk starts at 10 o'clock, and the route has got to be beautiful.
Oh, the route is absolutely gorgeous. We will start right at 10 o'clock, and we will take 3 laps around the Washington Monument. It is full of people. We are expecting to have right around 2,500 people come out the day of. So there will be music playing, there will be cheering, there will be bells. So you can really, really see, you know, the passion that these people have to find a cure for ALS.
The Walk to Defeat ALS next Saturday, October 14th, Washington Monument grounds, 10 o'clock. And for somebody that may have a friend or a family member and hears this and says, wow, I would like to come out and support that, how do you do it?
So to learn more about the walk or to sign up or donate, you can go to walktodefeatals.org and all of your information will be there. Or you can send an email to bgarcia@alsinfo.org.
And again, the easiest way to get info, the website is?
It is walktodefeatals.org.
Bailey Gillespie, event coordinator for the ALS Association. Thanks so much for coming up this morning.
Thanks so much for having us, Rick, and we hope to see you guys on October 14th.
It's going to be a nice weekend next weekend, too. 728, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable away yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Louisiana is bracing for what is now Hurricane Nate. National Weather Service forecaster Robert Rick says Nate's expected to make landfall tonight, bringing heavy rain.
More along the lines of about 2 to 4 inches in the New Orleans area, and 3 to 6 inches of rainfall possibly over the Mississippi Gulf Coast region. The wind, however, about 74 miles an hour or higher.
The storm's now about 345 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. President Donald Trump shocked that the Washington Post has printed a favorable article about him. It's about the enthusiasm of Trump voters through campaign contributions. The president tweets this morning that the RNC is taking in far more money than the Democrats, much of it through small donations. He says he's working hard for them. A substitute teacher at Montgomery Blair High School turns himself into police and is arrested and charged with sexually abusing a student. Montgomery County Police say 27-year-old Corey Boatman sent sexually suggestive texts to the 16-year-old girl in August and then took her to his house to have sex with her. It's now easier to get a concealed carry permit in D.C. The Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit ordered the city yesterday morning to stop requiring people applying for the permits to provide a good reason why they need them. And in sports, the Nats dropped Game 1 of their NL Division Series against the Cubs 3-0 last night. The Wizards beat the Knicks 104-100 in preseason action. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay!
4K a day on WMAL.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
.733 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heather, thank you and good morning. We're seeing some delays on 270 northbound right around Old Georgetown Road through Maryland. It's off on the right shoulder, just onlookers primarily. It's a disabled car. And DDOT still has single lane closures on both east and westbound Southeast Freeway, 695 between 2nd to about 3rd Southeast. All of this, though, should be picked up by about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, 65 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. True to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Perelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
We as Catholics choose a Catholic cemetery to be buried as Christ was buried.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
I encourage you to make arrangements for your burial site, your sacred ground.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300. Or visit our website at ccaw.org.
In baptism, we are buried with Christ and resurrect with Him to new life.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
You know that Thompson Creek Window Company has been manufacturing windows locally for over 37 years. Mary Walter here, and I'm happy to tell you that the leading window manufacturer has an incredible innovation. Thompson Creek Window Company designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation methods. Sound Shield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise. That's even more than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows. This is the best window to filter outside noise. Thompson Creek Window Company builds their incredible windows just for your home and our climate in their own local factory. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window, get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free Sound Shield upgrade. Don't miss this chance. Call 855-57-CREEK now. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
All right. We do have Tony Schaefer on the line. Tony, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
You know, we've seen the nonstop cable news coverage throughout the week of the Las Vegas shootings and such an emphasis on the shooter himself.
Right.
And, you know, it concerns me in that does this inspire copycats when we focus so much on the individual?
Oh, that's exactly what happened regarding law enforcement. I've seen a number of alerts behind the scenes, different venues in particular. People are worried about this. So, yeah, law enforcement is looking at that very issue, Rick. The fact is that, you know, I think this was a copycat of the Scalise shooting in Alexandria. I think this is a larger, much more extensive form of it. And that's exactly what they've done behind the scenes. There are a number of cities, a number of specific venues have gone out and looked at, could this happen here? So that is clearly something people are looking at right now. And frankly, you know, we have to look at two things regarding this attack. What will ISIS take away from it? What will they do next? Because, they learn from stuff like this. They've seen response times. They've seen blind spots. And so we have to understand what they saw. And that's going to be part of the challenge of both law enforcement and intelligence as we go forward.
And we give all the details on how we, you know, solve these situations. There are FBI informants, like this terror plot in New York, it came out that they had FBI undercover agents in there. Maybe we don't need to know that. Maybe we don't need to tell ISIS things like that. I don't know.
Well, this is, on the plot in New York, there's an issue of time. This was not recent. This was a while back. And, you know, look, there's no better. I've said this both on the air last night on Fox and, I tweeted out this morning. I'll say it here. There's no better counterterrorism organization on the planet than the NYPD, the counterterrorism folks. And I know those guys, and they're just truly amazing. And this is no surprise. To your point, I don't think they want any more than anyone else any details coming out of specific techniques, technology, or capabilities which will keep people safe.
Exactly.
And the good thing about NYPD is, you know, and again, something else to note, these guys protect the country. I know I can't get into how I know this, but these guys don't sit back in the boroughs and just kind of hope for the best. These guys are pretty much anywhere they need to be doing the things they need to do. And it's truly amazing that they are not limited by bureaucratic, limited thinking, and are always out there doing the hard work to stop these plots. So we're not going to hear about a lot of them. Those we hear about, you know, we should be appreciative of. But yeah, it's really dangerous, Rick, when you start revealing information about how things are done. It doesn't help us, or you know, it definitely helps the bad guys.
All right. So you've had almost a week to analyze the Las Vegas shooter,
right,
and the shooting. What is it that stands out at this point to you about the investigation and about this guy?
Well, the investigation itself, I'm just fascinated that Rick, you've probably been to Vegas, and everything is surveilled there, and we still have seen nothing of any of the grainy black and white, surveillance, the internal television surveillance footage of this guy moving around, moving all these bags into the hotel they're checking in. I mean, they solve murders. They see football players beating up their wives on these things, for God's sake. You know, I can't believe we haven't seen that. Hmm. And the guy himself, look, he had no military training. He had a background which essentially would have fit, you know, some demure accountant retired somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's rich. I mean, he's got, you know, basically these unlimited funds. So these are the things which are really, you know, what we call black swans in the business that, man, he just did not fit any known existing profile. And that's why I think a lot of, you know, first off, he wasn't seen coming. And secondly, I think people are having a really hard time figuring him out at this point.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you. And people can follow you on Twitter and get the very latest on your thoughts as the investigation continues. Thank you very
much. Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. 7:45, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. And coming up next, we'll talk with Gordon Chang and then also Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us. Check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hey, Rick, thank you, and good morning. 95 northbound just past Baltimore Beltway at exit 49, left lane taken out. That's a work zone that just got set up this morning. 66 westbound just past the Capitol Beltway, the right lane taken out. That's a two-car crash. You start to see the brake lights here a little before you get to exit 64. And in Maryland, Church Circle has some delays reported this morning as the event that they're having there gets underway between Main Street to about College King George. Expect lots of road closures through that area. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks partly cloudy today with a high of 85. For tomorrow, thunderstorms, high 79, rain on Monday up to 77, clouds on Tuesday with a high of 84. Right now in Washington, 70 degrees, heading up to 85, 7:46, Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, October 11th at Maggiano's in Tyson's Corner for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, the 11th at Maggiano's in Tyson's. The dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582. 582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news is all around the world. And we're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Saturday Morning Update 7:49. We are joined by Gordon Chang, the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, an expert on Asian affairs. Gordon, it's great to have you back.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Kim Jong-un, there's talk that a possible long-range missile test could occur in the next few days. What is the very latest that you're hearing?
Well, right now there's just a lot of speculation. We know that the North Koreans haven't tested in a little while. They had the second 72nd anniversary of the founding of the Korean Workers' Party on the 10th. On the day before that, we have the anniversary of their first nuclear blast, which occurred in 2006. You know, Kim Jong-un is really good at surprising us. So, you know, there's a CIA analyst who publicly said, look, it's going to happen this weekend. It may or it may not, but if it doesn't happen this weekend, we know it will happen soon because the North Koreans want to assure, you know, the reliability of their long-range missiles.
So President Trump is talking about decertification of the Iran nuclear deal. What is the relationship of North Korea as it pertains to the Iranian nuclear deal with the U.S.?
Well, the North Koreans have been sharing nuclear weapons technology with the Iranians for about a decade, maybe longer. The question is whether they've been sharing it after the signing of the JCPOA, the Iran nuke deal. There are some indications that they have been, but no one can actually prove it. So, for instance, many people believe that the Iranian technicians were on site in North Korea for at least two of the three detonations that have occurred since the signing. If they were, that would be a violation of the deal because Iran in that deal agreed not to pursue nuclear weapons, and indeed there would be no other reason for Iranian technicians to be in North Korea for those tests unless they had such a program. Now, at this point, no one can prove it, but people in the intelligence community have been saying that they were there, and that is an indication that we need to have a robust discussion in public about the links between Tehran and Pyongyang.
And how is that documented or documentable?
For the first three of North Korea's tests, there are public reports that Iranians have been on site. For the fourth and the fifth test, which occurred after the signing of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, it is just rumors and people in the intelligence community saying this, but not for attribution. So therefore, it has not been documented. But there are other indications that there have been prohibited cooperation. We do know that the previous administration was not very vigorous in trying to look up those links because it would undercut its drive for a deal. And so right now I think we need to have, as I said, a conversation in public because American people need to know what those are. You know, I'm afraid that the intelligence community or at least the political community is saying, look, yeah, those links are there, but they don't rise to a level of a material breach, which is the word used in the JCPOA. But we need to talk about that because I think that if indeed these rumors are true, and they seem to be a little bit more than just rumors but not documentable fact, if they are indeed true, this would be a cause of decertification.
That is fascinating. Gordon, it is always great to get your perspectives, such an in-depth look. Gordon Chang, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
You bet. 7:53, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, October 16th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's always great to be joined by Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure, great investigative news show on ABC 7. It's on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock and also on News Channel 8. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. The future is in question. People are confused. I think people have been confused from day one, but now it's even more confusing because we have no idea what the future holds. You're doing a feature story on it tomorrow. First off, what is the current status of Obamacare, and what do people do at this point?
Well, our expert calls it zombie care because he said it's the walking dead, just sort of stumbling along in a failing state with no solution. And it occurred to me that if I couldn't explain what the near future held, do you have to buy insurance next year if you're an individual that doesn't get it through work? I thought a lot of people were in the same position, so we got the answer. And it turns out it's still the law of the land. You have to buy insurance technically. But according to our expert, you really don't, because President Trump has instructed the IRS not to enforce the penalty if people don't answer the question as to whether they have health insurance. So if you know how not to answer the question, and by the way, President Obama did this for 3 years, you won't face a penalty. So the expert we interviewed said it's sort of an IQ test. Anybody who pays a penalty just doesn't know better, that better off not answering the question about your insurance, and no one's going to come after you for it. So it's really weird. You know, it's the law, but it's not.
Wow. The Congress has been tasked to come up with a solution, and they've talked about it for, the last 7 years? And now that the Republicans are in, they can't figure it out, apparently. What is the problem? I mean, these are intelligent people on Capitol Hill, but just doesn't seem to ever be the ability to get anything accomplished of significance, and something as tricky as health care, but still as important as health care. What is the obstacle there?
I think it's the same as with other issues that we have. And this expert that I spoke to, who's been really spot on with a lot of things, he says none of the proposals, whether they're from Democrats, Republicans, or independent Bernie Sanders, addresses the real problem with health insurance and health care costs, and that's the cost of things. And he says Congress isn't even proposing or talking about it, so none of these measures would really fix things. And I said, well, why? And he said, because who do you think has the biggest lobbies? It goes back to, he says, hospitals, the doctors' associations, and the pharmaceutical industry. So they are not going to lobby Congress to decrease their costs. In fact, quite the opposite. They're going to make us focus on insurance, which just spreads out the cost to different people, picks winners and losers, but it doesn't do anything to fix the cost issue. So I thought that was a really interesting take.
Well, I was fascinated in watching your interview last weekend with Congressman Ken Buck, who just kind of explained how it works on Capitol Hill, the special interest groups, the fundraising for the party itself. And this all just sort of seems to dovetail into what he was talking about.
It does. So this is a totally different expert who's saying basically the same thing, which is why he says every proposal that we're hyper-focusing on is irrelevant, you know, to the big problem. It may do a little thing here or there, may make things a little better, may make things a little worse, but doesn't do anything to solve this huge issue that we've gotten ourselves, this huge problem we've gotten ourselves into.
So if you go to the Bernie Sanders website, there is a line on that website homepage that says the only long-term solution to America's healthcare crisis is a single-payer national healthcare program. Does he have the answer?
Well, I asked that question, again, of the expert you'll hear from on Sunday, who's been right about so much. And we also asked Bernie Sanders, by the way, to come on and explain single payer, and he didn't respond. I've asked him for interviews a lot of times, and he doesn't respond. But the expert said it sounds good, because I said, hey, at this point, isn't that a good possibility that the government is your insurance, like everybody has Medicare. And he explained why he says that would be a terrible solution. And it kind of boils back down to, he said, who do you think would negotiate big government reimbursements for their services? Hospitals, pharmaceutical industry, and doctors associations. Cost, there would be an endless pot of money coming from the government, which means your taxes, ultimately, and it would do nothing, again, he claims, to address the base problem of health care costs.
It's Full Measure tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl Atkinson, thank you so much, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update. The news is next, and then Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.